From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
...88.9 Braidwood FM, and I just can't help believing. Well, let's find out what's happening in the world of politics. I haven't spoken to my next guest for quite a while. The Federal Member for Monero, Christy McBain, you've been everywhere.
Good morning, Disco, and I'll save singing that song for everyone's ears. But I have been on the road quite a bit.
Yeah.
Here, there and everywhere, but with an electorate, you know, that's bigger than 55 countries across the world, there is going to be a fair bit of time in the car.
Yeah, well, Mike used to say to me, Disco, it's like travelling across from one side of Singapore to the other.
Yeah, that's right. The one I use is, you know, we're about 400 square metres bigger than Switzerland.
Yeah.
And I had someone say to me once, who wasn't familiar with the area, you must spend a lot of time in planes and at airports.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, no, not in our part of the world,
no.
Just lots of driving.
Yeah, we don't land many planes on Mount Kosciuszko, do we? All right.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Let's get down to business. So I haven't spoken to you since late last year, really, so let's... A lot's happened in the world of politics since then. What's the feeling out in the electorate about the way things are sitting?
Oh, look, you know, as always, you know, every day's a new day in government land, and
yep.
That's, you know, local, state or federal government, and I think as you're discovering,
thanks.
In local government, you know, there is no 2 days that are ever the same, but look, there's a lot of people out in the electorate at the moment who have come off a summer period where we thought things might get back to some form of normality, but obviously with the Omicron wave hitting most of Australia, it's been difficult.
Yeah.
My family wasn't immune to it. Five of us ended up with COVID in the first week of January.
Yeah.
And we obviously know that whilst we had a lot of visitors around in parts of our electorate, we had a lot of businesses really struggling to keep open their normal trading hours with staff shortages, and then obviously dealing with COVID as well.
Yep.
So continue to support our local business and holiday across the electorate if you can, because as we head into the quieter time for a lot of parts of the electorate, it'd be great to see our locals still out and about.
Absolutely. So look, I know that you're mentioning that no one's immune to getting the COVID thing. Well, now the Prime Minister's got it as well. So, I mean, you know, and he got headlines for his COVID-19. I'm buggered if I know why. Do you know why that would be?
Oh, well, you know, I guess the Prime Minister of the country ends up with COVID. That's a news story.
Is it? Yeah.
Look, maybe there's nothing else going on,
yeah.
Which we all know is not quite the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've been lucky in most parts of this electorate to have escaped the heavy downfalls that we've seen in Sydney, Wollongong, the northern part of New South Wales and Queensland. And we've been through our share of disasters and trauma. So I would ask anyone who has the ability to please consider donating to Red Cross for the flood appeal. We received amazing support during our Black Summer bushfire crisis,
yep.
And these guys are going to need all of the help and love they can get over the next little period dealing with their recovery.
Absolutely, and you know, mental health is one topic that's discussed ad nauseum. Do you think the feds are doing enough to help in that area, Christy?
Look, it's one aspect where I think there could always be more help.
Mm.
I mean, we know how important it is to make sure that we are looking after our mental health now, and it's something that people feel comfortable talking about now, which hasn't always been the case.
Yeah.
But I think the lived experience of so many people across our electorate following on from bushfires is that even if they want to access support, sometimes we actually don't have the counsellors or the psychologists available.
Yeah.
And it's really important that we maintain that Medicare benefits for telehealth, especially for those mental health consults. So there always could be more done, and we should continue to prioritise that for people.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's likely we're going to get a federal election sooner rather than later. What are you hearing around the traps?
Surer thing this goes. I think that adage when they say, you know, you can always be sure of death and taxes. I reckon the other thing you can always be sure of is elections. Look, you know, all money is going to be heavily on the 14th or the 21st of May, I think. So I think we'll see an election called in early April.
Yeah, right. Rightio then.
That's my guess.
That's your guess? Okay, I'm writing that. I'm going to hold you to that. You know.
Okay.
I'll go the 14th. So the winner gets a latte.
Ooh, a latte.
A latte.
Well, there's no surer thing than there's a lot of people across our part of the world who are democracy sausaged out. You know, we've had the local council election in December. Yep. We've had state by-elections in February, and now we're going to end up with a federal election in the coming weeks. So I reckon by the end of this federal election, people will feel like they have well and truly exercised their democratic rights.
Yeah, I think so. And there's even a whisper around that we could get a state election before the end of the year. Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, right.
My
okay.
Golly.
I know. I was talking to Dr. Holland, and He was just mentioning that in passing. I don't know where he got it from, but anyway. So when we get to the election, obviously there's going to be a lot that needs to be campaigned on. In our area, what do you think is the main point of contention coming into the federal election?
Look, I think for people across our region, the biggest thing that people talk to me about wherever I am is telecommunications and internet connectivity.
Yep.
I mean, it's really hard to grow a business or start a business or learn from home or work from home when you don't have those reliable connections. And that's everywhere. I mean, you know, 30 Ks out of the nation's capital and we don't have mobile phone reception seems absolutely ridiculous, right?
Yeah, doesn't it?
So, look, telecommunications and internet connectivity is huge right across the electorate, you know, as are roads. I mean, you know, you don't have to drive far on any of our regional roads to see how bad some of the network is at the moment. And one of the things that I'm going to be pushing for is a review of the roads of strategic importance, which is, you know, those highways that the federal government contributes money to.
Yep.
You know, we've got major highways across this electorate which are receiving a lot of traffic, both heavy freight and vehicle traffic. And there is not an ongoing funding source from the federal government. I mean, we're talking about the Princess Highway, the King's Highway, the Monero Highway, the Snowy Mountains Highway. We need to be really reviewing these roads of strategic importance from the federal perspective and trying to get some of our major highways included in that bucket of funding.
Yes.
And look, bushfire recovery is still front and centre for a lot of people. And we need to make sure that we're there for the long haul for people after they go through the trauma of a natural disaster, but also start putting some really decent money into mitigation and resilience.
Yeah.
Not waiting to talk about it, you know, after
the event
occurs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's be proactive. Let's get this stuff done.
Yeah, that's it. And I personally think part of the problem is that a lot of the bureaucrats who make these decisions really have no idea where these regions are. You know, they sit in Canberra and make decisions. I mean, all they need to do is get in a car and go for a drive and they'll work out that the roads aren't all that good.
Well, I mean, last year there was a funding bucket that came out called Preparing Australia's Communities, and it was about mitigation and resilience funding, which is a great idea and I wholeheartedly support it. But none of our electorate was determined a flood priority area, and only the coastal end of the electorate was declared a bushfire priority area. And we've obviously got some of the biggest national parks estates in the country in the electorate, which seems like that would be a priority. But, I mean, Lismore was not declared a flood priority LGA.
Yeah, which like, is, you know, that's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, so, isn't it?
So you think, how are these decisions being made?
Mm.
And it's really time for, you know, for governments and agencies to start listening to people on the ground. I mean, we live here, we know what we need.
Yep.
Prioritise what we're telling you to.
Yes, and get out of your ivory tower and talk to the locals. I mean, all I have to do is go for a drive with you around Singapore, the electorate the size of Singapore, and I'll soon find out what the roads are like, won't they?
That's exactly right. We could drop into any number of local communities, and I could get a key group of people together, and they'd have a list as long as their arm about the things that we'd like to see maintained better or upgraded to make ourselves more resilient to the next natural disaster.
Yeah.
I hazard a guess that we might not get an uptake on that offer.
Oh, what? Even if we provided the Uber. Now, look, what about health, Christy? How's that sitting?
Yeah, look, it's been really difficult for a lot of people, and you guys might have heard we're facing the closure of another aged care facility in the electorate in Bombala.
Yes.
You know, trying to relocate people as up to 96 years of age in aged care facilities over 100 kilometres away isn't the way to provide dignity or respect to people as they're ageing.
Yes.
You know, that's on top of a closure in Eden in December. So, look, the aged care crisis across this country is really biting, and it's biting in regional and rural areas first.
Yep.
We need to make sure that we see the full implementation of those recommendations from the Royal Commission. We need to prioritise getting people trained up and skilled and seeing aged care and the care industry as a viable career. And part and parcel with that is actually valuing the carers and the nurses working in that sector. I mean, to be paid as a qualified person, you know, $23 or $24 an hour to care for the most, you know, vulnerable cohort of people,
yes.
People who have paid their taxes and raised their own families in these communities is pretty poor. So, look, I think the aged care issue is going to be a big one as we head towards the election as well.
Yeah, will Labor be campaigning on that and announcing policies?
Look, I am heavily lobbying both internally but also externally. I've had a number of conversations with the current aged care minister about Bombala.
Yeah.
More has to be done, and we have to really look at the three levels of government integrating and working together, because privatising the aged care sector has seen closures in regional and rural communities.
Yeah.
There has to be another way for us to do this, because it's not fair to remove people from places that they were born in, grew up in. You know, that's where they want to die.
That's it.
That's their home. That's where their family is. That's where they've spent a life. That's where they love being. So, you know, we should be able to respect people's wishes, and we need to do more to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard enough for our aged community in nursing homes through COVID, the pandemic, not being able to see family, blah, blah, blah. And now some are going to be shifted, what, up to 100 kilometres away?
That's
crazy. That's just crazy. So, all right then. Well, look, there's plenty for us to, and I'm sure we'll be talking on a number of occasions coming into the election. So you reckon the 14th or the 21st? I'm with you. I thought I might win a latte here, but I don't think I will.
Look, there's nothing sure, right? Well, there's an election coming.
Yeah. That's exactly right. All right, Christy, I know you've got a busy schedule. Where are you off to today? Home?
No, we're off to Tumut.
Yeah.
Got Tumut, a couple of meetings in Tumut this afternoon.
Okay.
Off to the men's shed there, and also to one of their broom factories. Only a couple of places left in the country who still hand make millet brooms.
Yeah, right.
They've been there since 1946. So off there to see their production there, and then Tumut show tomorrow.
Right. Oh, busy time in Tumut. Maybe you could get one of those brooms and take it back to Parliament House with you.
Sweep out some of the cobwebs and deadwood.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, but you said that, I didn't.
I was going to say, there's probably a lot of people thinking she's going to be riding that across the skies.
Oh, turn it up. All right, Christy, always good to catch up, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Safe travelling.
Thanks, Disco. Talk to you soon.
See ya. There goes the federal member for Eden Monaro, Christy McBain, who I have to say is a terrific candidate, and brother, does she cover some territory. And without sounding like I'm politically biased one way or the other, because I'm not, I think she does a pretty good job. It's and she's a damn decent person to go with it.
This is Braidwood FM.